Have you ever seen one of these? This is an original Edison phonograph. It's a record player, but instead of playing discs, it plays cylinders. You just wind it up and sit back and enjoy the music. Well, that doesn't sound so great. You know, when Edison was first trying to sell these things, he got a bunch of journalists together and recorded their voices. But when he played it back, one reporter wrote that he couldn't recognize what he'd heard. It sounded like someone else talking in the distance. Something had been lost in translation. Sometimes the way we talk about Christianity can feel like that. The simple message of Christ's redemptive work can get lost in all the jargon. We use theological terms like imminent and economic trinity, perichoresis and the hypostatic union to help define certain core beliefs. But while this terminology is very important to maturing believers, to someone on the outside, it can sound like we're speaking another language. But that's not how it's supposed to be. The good news of the gospel is simple enough that even a child can understand it. It tells us that God already loves you. He knows everything about you, the good and the bad, and He still wants to bring you into relationship with Him. The good news of the gospel is that Christ has already done everything to accomplish that. He's paid the price, and we are already redeemed. There's no fine print, nothing we have to do except believe in Him and accept His grace. The rest is up to our Lord. He's ready to give us peace and rest, ready to turn our sorrow into joy. All we have to do is listen and not let that good news get lost in translation. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.